Now listen. If God is transferring life to us, and his intent is to measure life into us, and then whenever a man contravenes the law of God, please follow me. What is the opposite of life? Are we together? If man contravenes the law of God, then they say the result, the result of breaking that law or disobeying is that the opposite of what God wants to do, is what will happen. I want to show you something. It means that anytime God says, do this, and every instruction of God comes with a blessing. Every instruction of God is the word of God, and the word of God is light. And every time light enters anywhere, there is life as a reward for receiving light. The instructions of God, once it is disobeyed, instead of the way it works in the physical world that you have missed that blessing, the way the reaction works is that it is the opposite of what that word came for, that you broke. It is the opposite of that word that will immediately start happening. So whether you obey or you disobey, there will be a performance. Something will happen. Obedience will do something. Disobedience will also do something. It is not like the reward of man, where a man sends something to you and then you falter in your terms of covenant, then the man withdraws it back. In this case, it is not like the thing is being withdrawn. It is that the new economy that is created will now express itself in the opposite of what that particular blessing was meant for. Now see, the wages of sin, that's of violating God's law, is death. So it means anytime you fall, anytime you sin, you invite death into your space. If the sin is as touching your dealing with your fellow men as regarding business or money or one deal or one contract, that area of your life that accommodated that violation of God's law is the first area that death will visit. Then it will begin to spread its government across other areas. So you will find out first that if you violate God's own tenets of, you know, money, how you deal with it, how you make your gain, the first area of your life that will be visited by death is money. You will just find out that things don't stay in your hand. You find out that your pocket is leaking. And guess what? You know, I already told you that God gives us everything as light. Please come, sir. Let me show you something. Brother, come. For the sake of this, come. For the sake of this illustration, this brother right here, everybody look at him carefully. Stand facing him. This is a faithful child of God. He has kept the word of the Lord. He has kept it from his youth. And he is a very, very confident person that he has tried. Then he begins to pray and ask God for a performance as regarding anything. For the sake of this illustration, that's why I've repeated it twice. Assume that I am God in this illustration. And then I want to give him what he's asking for. But I told you we are not in the same realm. And so nothing can live here directly to him. Anything that lives here must be converted into a form that he can relate with. And so everything must become light, because the life of God will enter men as. If God wants to give you a car, he will give you life. It's life that will bring the car. There is a kind of life that is car. If God wants to give you money, there is a kind of life that is financial increase. Everything God gives is a kind of life. And now, in this illustration, God is now transferring light to him. Remember what I told you, what life is. Life will live eternity as life, but when it's about to enter time, it will be converted into what? As light began to come. Listen. Because of this brother sinned, the moment he sinned, this is why nearest to your visitation, be very careful, because that's when Satan comes. All these years that nothing is happening, the devil will leave you, you are praying. But when he senses that heaven has moved on your behalf, he begins to trouble you so that in the last hour, you will violate a law that will deprive. Oh, now, I have released the light. The light is coming. I hope you guys can imagine what I want to describe. Imagine we shine a torchlight now. What you will see is a ray of light, right? Imagine a ray of light traveling from a realm, going to this brother to go and enter him so that he can empower him as life. And then he violated the law of God. And by every sin, I told you, you invite what? The wages of sin is. As he violated the law, he did not. He thought that he just disobeyed. He didn't know that he invited something. Every sin is an invitation letter to death. So, death. Stand as he stood. While the light was traveling, coming to him, he violated the law. Another opaque object. This is what, remember what was traveling. It is life. But life will be transferred as light. As light is coming, this spirit know that it's not light. It's actually life that they converted. And this spirit is called death. It is antagonizing life. The opposite of life. It is like saying plus one minus one. Do you understand what I'm saying? Every time the devil comes and provoke you, 1 hour to your visitation, he wants something to come and stand and resist that light. And when the light comes, the spirit standing here knows that this particular thing coming is life. And is a spirit of death. And anywhere he finds his government, he resists life. He resists growth. He resists progress. Let me share something very quickly. God will not be building something with a foundation that also has the signature of a rebellious government. God will never go and cooperate with Satan for two of them to go and work on the same site. The moment this brother yields to temptation, what he has done is that he has yielded himself as a servant to who he has obeyed. And so he no longer is a servant of God for that particular time based on that sin. And the sin has brought death, and death has resisted life that was coming as light. As death resists it, Satan knows that you will go and confess tomorrow. He knows that you will say you are sorry. He knows you already love God, but he just wants you to be up today, down, not tomorrow, down at the season of your visitation. Then you can be in church for 20 years and you cannot see the blessing of God, because every day the blessing comes close. Death comes and resists it. If you are with me to this level, say amen.
Amen.
Now look at what I'm doing. See the ray of light. Imagine a ray of light coming like this. And then a ray of light was obstructed by an opaque element. Opaque means it's not transparent. It can't pass through it. What will be the experience of this brother at the back of this spirit of death? Huh? Please say it as loud as you can. Brethren, this matter we talk about, this is the origin of darkness. This is where it came from. Darkness, another name for darkness is the shadow of death. And you don't have shadow until there was a light. Until an element resists light, it is the resistance of light that creates the shadow. Hey, there was no time where God created darkness into creation. Darkness comes with death. You start praying. You are praying. You are praying. You are praying. Suddenly Satan say, "We know. Give him time. Give him another 5 minutes. Ah, then the heavens is rent. God say, "I will move in his direction." They start broadcasting life. When you reach this zone, it becomes light. This is what addiction means in your life. Addiction means there is a programming that knows when your moment of visitation comes, and they compel you to go and bend law in your moment of visitation. Hey, anybody who is under the yoke of addiction, I can tell you one truth, you know, with all level of clarity. You will not be able to tell why the spirit chooses the moment where he demands that go and honor this altar now. Because the spirit is more aware of motions in the spirit. They have seen that the long awaited prophecy is about to happen. You will be in church for 50 years, and then at old age you will hate God. And then when God comes to justify himself, he will say, my hands are not too short to deliver, neither are my ears dull to hear. He says, but your iniquity have separated me and you. Have you read that scripture? See what separated you here. It is sin that brought death to resist light. And it was not light death resisted. He resisted life. So you can pray any prayer point. I'm speaking to somebody today who have found the secret. Hey, you're on a matter. Praying. Suddenly a victory note. How many people have received prophecies about God said he will do it? And then you wait. It didn't come to pass. Go and check. I am showing you the way they have been running the matter. It is this business that they are on. They wait until moment of appearing. Then all hell break loose on you. The pressure becomes too much. Hey, and it's only the one who overcomes that receives the reward. 2 minutes to your breakthrough. Somebody will just show up like this and say, you know anything I hear? I yesterday talk about you. Say, Kai, it will be better I don't tell you. Then you say, talk, just talk. I will not be angry. In the realm of the spirit, why you are asking for what you are asking is more important than what you are asking. The reason for what you want is more important than what you want. So you have been telling God, bless me. Bless me, oh God, bless me. And every time God checks your heart, he is seeing that you actually want to live well. You don't want to, because of lack, enter sin. And you also want to advance and pursue your purpose in life. And God says, it's a good cause to empower him. God sends empowerment. Before empowerment reaches you, somebody comes and renew you and say, hi, oh boy, do me pack from this house because I need extra space. Hey, then something comes and says, so now you the renew. What they are looking for is to go and change the motive, the reason why you want to be blessed. I'm speaking to many people here who are sitting down, who subconsciously, because it's not intentional, subconsciously, your need for success, there are too many points you want to prove. There are people who have looked down on you, people who have undermined you at different junctions of your life, and Satan have used that as a basis to discredit you from touching life. Hey, how many people abandoned their marital settlement? It was almost there. The foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal. Let anyone that nameth the name of the Lord depart from iniquity. If you are naming his name and you want to see his visitation, they say, depart from iniquity. 1 month to your visitation, 5 brothers will show up from nowhere, begin to ask you out. Hey, you don't know that the scale of justice is being weighed. They are looking at you. Then you now, in your mind, you now say, well, it's not like it is a sin. In fact, I'm not married. Then you now say yes to this one and say, this one, let's just see where it goes to. Hey, what you have done is that Satan has made you a double-minded man. And the Bible says, a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Such a man should not expect anything from the Lord. That's what scripture said. Hey, so 1 minute to visitation, Satan can draw your attention. You'll be here. You know what faith is? Faith is God alone. I know I'm not talking to everybody today. But the people I'm not talking to, you will go and look for this message a few years to come. You will listen to it. This is the problem. It says, ask and it shall be given. Seek, you will find. Knock, the door shall be opened. It says, whosoever asketh, receiveth. Can I ask you a question? Why is God re-emphasizing this thing? That actually anybody who asks is receiving. Why are we not getting it at the other end? God is saying, I have been given. Can I ask you a question? Can I ask you a question? Can Satan give a baby or a life to a human being? Let's talk now. Okay, since you are so spiritual, and your response is that Satan has no capacity to give children, what happens to those who go and strike covenant with marine spirits and then they receive a visitation on account of those covenants? How do you justify that? The only way to explain this matter is that all good and perfect gift comes from God. But the fact that it comes from God, there are custom officers whose own purpose is to make sure that, hey, you don't know what Satan told Jesus. He says, bow before me and I will give you all this, for it was given to me. That thing he said was given to him, you know he stole it back. He seized it. You, Satan cannot receive anything from God. God will never give Satan anything. God can never bless Satan. God will bless his son. Satan will collect it from God's son. That's where Satan's wealth is. The unfaithfulness of the loyalists of the kingdom. Every time you fall, that thing that was coming for you, God gave Adam dominion over the realm. Satan knows that he cannot collect dominion from God, so he waited near the man that will collect it. The moment it landed in the hand of the man, hijacked it. Lord, give me children. And God says, I will give you two mighty weapons. This is why God don't listen to some people's prayer again. Because you have become a channel of wastage. Because of you, Satan has touched many heavy things. God will send and Satan will mortgage in the last minute. You don't know how to war with prophecy.